All right, I call this meeting to order on the Special Committee on Residential Life on Monday, January 31st, 2022 at 11 o'clock a.m. on Zoom. Go ahead, item number two, roll call.
Senator Berggren.
Present.
Director Resnick.
Present.
Senator No.
Present.
Senator Kidd.
Absence unexcused.
Intern McAllister.
Here.
Intern McCarthy.
Present.
Vice President Murphy.
Present.
And GSA Representative Linchenko.
Present.
Awesome. We have a quorum.
Perfect. Now moving into item number three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Perfect. Seeing none. All right. So we're going to go ahead and go into old business. So we can just go ahead and go around the circle if you guys want, or we can just go ahead and talk about what we've been doing, reflecting on our work last semester, just individual updates, overall committee updates. And then we can also talk about our next steps that we want to do. I know that we did a lot of the beef of our work last semester, getting in contact with a lot of people, calling in a lot of representatives to our committee. I think we've got a lot done. Director Resnick can definitely talk about campus pads and how that's going to be established from us coming up. We've been meeting with them and checking in, so I'm really excited about that. Over the break, I was able to meet with Sagebrush. I haven't seen any article, the article that I did with them just yet. I'm really excited to see what that is, but Sagebrush was also able to communicate that not only is Park Place not communicating with ASUN, but they're not communicating with like any press outlets and just like not talking about the issue at all. So I hope that that is fixed with the response letter that Director Resnick and I and whoever worked on that to Vice President Murphy and President Brown. I'm very excited to see what that happens from that. And then Vice President, if, you know, once we go through our individual updates, you can go ahead and talk about that. But yes, that was one thing that I did. I also did the other article with the sandbox. I believe I sent that into the GroupMe. If you haven't read that, very excited about that. And lastly, if you guys never knew what campus pads was, if you want to like go ahead and relay it to your director, if you want to talk about it more or whatever, I'm very excited for it. It's just this complete like transparent network that we're going to be able to have in the Reno area. It won't include RHA per se, so like the dorms on campus, but it will include, you know, the three apartments up on the hill, the Republic, the Highlands, New Union, you know, just like the whole community. Campus Pads has worked also with other universities as well, so they have been very established in that way. So I'm very excited to see them kind of establish this Reno area and kind of create like the Yelp that we were talking about with apartments. That's all that I have for my old business on updates. If anyone else also wanted to update the committee, that'd be great. On the letter, Director Resnick, on the meeting you had with Campus Pads, totally go for it.
Yeah, of course. So a little bit of a correction in regards to whether or not Campus Pads will include the dorms. It is a possibility that they might. That's kind of up to the university whether or not they do. But to sort of like describe what Campus Pads is, Emma did a great job. It's kind of like a Yelp for housing in the area that would be sort of like officially recognized by the university. So the landlords can pay to have their listings put on Campus Pads, which would probably be advertised by the university. The features that they're talking about including, which Dean Kennedy seems to be in support of, is a complaint system. So that way, you know, if we have another situation like Park Place, students can file complaints, and also the ability for the university to take down any listings from landlords who receive too many complaints, which I think is going to be the sort of influence that the university needs to, you know, at least try to get some kind of response out of any new developments that come in the area. The ETA on that is, I think they were estimating 3 to 5 weeks from when we met last week to get the contract signed. And ideally they think they can get the website up by the end of the semester. So that's the update on that. I'm sure Vice President Murphy can follow up with the letter, as I did see a copy of it in my mailbox from President Brown. But that should have been sent off to President Sandoval with a list of some of the most outstanding testimony that we got from the survey that was sent out. So hopefully, you know, Park Place actually like responds to us at some point, but those are the updates for those two things.
Yeah, I can touch on the letter if that's okay, Senator Bruggen. So we have it done and finalized. We had to fix a few of the grammar errors, and then we took your report and provided context of what the student testimony was since we talked about it a while ago. But we're going to send that out hopefully today. It's on President Brown's work computer, and he's not at work right now. And then we plan to send it probably to Dr. Ellis and AVP Nash because they would do work with Res Life more specifically. And I know President Sandoval has been working with like developers in the region trying to get more housing. So he spoke to like 8 to 10 developers just in like a lot of the open land around, not even the university specifically, but also just around like Reno. So hopefully we can provide more updates on that. But yeah, I'll keep you guys in the loop when I find out more information.
Perfect. Awesome. Did anyone else have any updates? Tyce, I know that you mentioned something about Ponderosa. I remember Ponderosa Village increasing their rents or something like that. I forgot what it was. If you just wanted to go ahead and update the committee.
Yes, thank you. So Ponderosa at the last Board of Regents in December meeting, they did decide to increase rent. We had quite an outcry from us for doing that because the GSA did not approve the rent increase, but of course, Board of Regents ended up doing it anyway. To update what our response has been, I'll drop it into the chat. Hopefully that pasted accurately. Let me just see. Okay. So GSA has been really busy with just the media campaign in general, this is more graduate specific, but we're kind of discussing this as we're having an issue finding housing in general. And one of those, the RGJ article specifically talks about the high rent increase all around Sparks and Reno area. So that's a great article. We're attacking it from all sides. So any newspaper that is willing to talk to us, any media that is willing to talk to us where they're trying to get a story out. We partnered up with UNLV to apply for the ARP funds, the American Relief Funds, for another graduate student housing. This is also bringing attention to the fact that not only are graduate students, but also undergraduate students are just having a hard time finding a place to live and finding an affordable place to live around town. So that's something that we've been busy with. And then another thing that I went to, you were discussing let me drop this into the chat. So we partnered up with service called VeryApt, and that is a rating system. Here, this is a message that was sent out to our graduate students. We partnered up with this startup company that basically gets older students to review their housing, their current housing apartments, their houses, their condos, whatever it may be. And it compiles a survey that other graduates, incoming graduate students, can access and see what are the ratings for those specific areas. And it's actually it's a free service. And the way they operate is they go out into the community and ask for these apartment complexes that are listed. And they're saying, you know, would you want us to advertise for you? So if you, do you want us to put an ad on there for your apartment place specifically? So if you do, they just make their revenue from ads. But the ratings are all from actual residents. So that way that's not impacted. It's just, you know, what ad comes up that might be impacted. But if a student clicks on it, they're still able to go see the ratings. Is there a question? Sorry.
Yeah, if I may. I think it's really cool to be able to like kind of talk about like your experience in those housing. I noticed from the message, it just mentions graduate students. Is there a specific reason for that when like undergrads are also people living in these spaces?
I could not agree more. So this is something new that we just rolled out this semester. We would love to get everybody on board. That's why I'm kind of letting everybody know about this. I don't know if you've heard of Very App before. We started our partnership. We started discussions on our partnership in last August. And then we kind of transitioned to actually rolling it out and seeing how it goes. So we're acting as a trial run for this to see if it's actually efficient and it does work for our graduate students, how many of them actually fill out the surveys. And if ASUN and undergraduates would like to get on board with this for fall 2022, we're entirely on board. So we can let you know exactly how this went for us, whether or not it was as great as the service, you know, kind of sold itself to be. Again, it's free for us, except for the ads. So it kind of made sense. But we're acting as a trial run. So if this does go as well as it's promised, we would love to get everybody else on board. So I did want to put that on your radar as well. And then I think that's it for my report, basically media, and then the survey, and just in general, us talking about housing issues with anybody that's willing to have a conversation. If you have any questions, please ask. Thank you.
Yeah, I actually have a quick question. So the idea with Very App is the goal down the line to have it partner with the university as a whole, or just keep the partnership officially with GSA?
As a whole. They're willing. I mean, they're willing to do this for absolutely anybody. They can have, from my understanding, they can have different divisions. So they can have like, are you looking for graduate student housing? Are you looking for undergraduate student housing? The nice part about graduate student housing is because our stipends are already set by the university. We don't get a larger amount than that. So for us, the rent has to be low. Because currently most of us are paying like $1,400 in rent and we're getting $1,900 in a stipend. So that doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room to actually pay for anything else. So perhaps it makes sense to, you know, for undergraduate students to look for, you know, maybe graduate specific housing too, because that would tend to be on the cheaper side compared to undergraduate. Because a lot of undergraduate, they're like, they assume that you have, you know, a family member or parents that are willing to pay for your rent. And that is not the case. That is not always the case. So this, we would love to roll this out for everybody. I mean, that would be the intention. And we can kind of discuss with them how they can separate it out. But I don't think it would need to be like in separate categories, like graduate or undergraduate. It should be just affordable housing in general, from my understanding.
Yeah, for sure. My only wonder is like from the university standpoint, not from us as in, you know, the student associations, like from the university standpoint, if they would want multiple sort of like housing review things, especially because like, I think the selling point for campus pads is that it makes them money and doesn't cost them anything. I'm not opposed to there being like multiple things, but I have to wonder if like the university will be open to sponsoring multiple.
And so what's good about this one is that there's absolutely zero that comes out of any university money. The reason why we had such an easy time partnering up with them is because they didn't want anything from us in return other than, you know, send this out to your graduate students. We'll collect the survey. We'll compile all of the information and we make all of our money on ads. That's it. So it's kind of like, you know, what is it? Apartment guide or something. If you go online, you'll see some ads on the side. Mm-hmm. That's how they make the money. So this costs the university nothing. And that's why we didn't have to go through all of the hoops to actually like, you know, partner up with the university or make it official or anything like that with UNR, other than letting them know, hey, we're going to do this. So that's why I meant like for this, it would be great to have this as a trial run to see how it works. And then I'm guessing the university, since Campus Pad sounds like it will be something through UNR. Is that right?
Yeah. It'll actually be like I forget the proper term, but it will be like a sub website attached to their website.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure that they would want, how would I say? And you're saying that they're making the revenue out of it as well. Is that right? They're going to get paid for it?
Yeah, they do make revenue. Basically, Campus Pads and UNR will split whatever like landlords pay to list their properties.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, the revenue stream is.
I would think that the university would want that version compared to like, this will cost you nothing and you will not make any money off of it. So I don't know, we can see down the line, but I would think that they would want your version more compared to ours. So, you know, ours was just, it was great because again, it doesn't cost anybody anything. It's just, you know, they do their everything internally and it was a really nice option for us.
Quick question. By any chance, was the Very Apt, was that service, was that ever used at like another university or anything for like an example? Like, have things been like going swell, I guess, with using that or?
There's been others. I can find out exactly which ones. So we were contacted by somebody who was in GSA, I want to say about 3 to 5 years ago, and she's part of this startup. So she's like, hey, you know what? This is really great. You know, I know we don't have the budget for it, so you don't even need one. I can tell you exactly where they've already been partnered. If you give me just a minute, I have to find this.
Yeah, no problem. That's awesome. Do you guys think it would be possible to like have both services happen at the same time, or would this have to be like one or the other? Because I know that we've just been working with Campus Pads. So like, you know, we've just been meeting with them and really knowing like what they're all about. Do you think that we can do this simultaneously, or is this going to be like a one or the other type of this?
If we don't need the university for Very Apps and like GSA just continues to like run it and just extends the service to like undergrads as well, I see no reason why we can't have both. Yeah. Cause if the university doesn't require any official involvement, then they'll stick with Campus Pads. And then, you know, we have two options for students seeking housing, and, you know, they have two different formats to find different kind of information.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, Tyson, whenever you have like other university examples or anything else, just go ahead and unmute yourself. So that's perfect. If anyone else has any other updates, go ahead and just spit them out. I'd be happy to hear them. Going into one of our last items for our next steps, new business. I was trying to think on who we could possibly call into committee again. I was debating whether or not we want to reach out to Park Place again, but I know that Park Place has gotten kind of hostile, so I don't know if we could. But I know that, you know, it's worth a shot possibly, but I'm not sure. I wanted to get the committee's advice on that. Okay, cool. Lots of hands. Go ahead, Vice President Murphy.
Did we ever write an op-ed?
No.
Could we maybe write an op-ed to like the RSJ or the Nevada Independent about them? And then maybe we could include like, if you have concerns, we could include like their leasing manager's email or something, because they're, another thing, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, that they're threatening to kick ASU and people out of their leases.
Yeah.
Which is highly, I feel like that's illegal, just because they're associated with ASUN. And so like those students are worried.
Absolutely, so as they should be.
Maybe they can create a doc and like all write an op-ed. I don't know, just an idea.
Yeah, that was, I wasn't sure if that was like unspoken yet, but that was my next item of business, if you will. Go ahead, Senator.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say I also like the idea about the op-ed, and I just want to add on to like what both you and VP Murphy were saying, that the other night I was at Park Place and I think they have a sign in front of their leasing office that says like, I mean, they said it's because of COVID that like no one is allowed in the office, and if you have a question you need to email them, and like I feel like that is part of that hostility thing, just because like when it comes to emails, like they obviously have the opportunity to not respond, and they're putting up that like physical barrier by not allowing us into the office. So I don't know like how we would want to pursue that, but I definitely think like the op-ed is like a good idea. I think that it's definitely valid of like our officers to be a little bit like concerned about like whether or not Park Place is going to retaliate them personally, which again I feel like is like definitely there's something illegal about that, but I mean, I don't know, that's just kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also wanted to address that as well. My questions for that is, how could we take that on legally? How could pro staff help us do that and take on that next step? And also, like, I don't really think, is there anything in writing where Park Place specifically said, if you are affiliated with ASUN, we aren't going to renew your lease, or was that all word of mouth? Because I know we've all heard it, but my next question is, did they ever email anyone saying that?
I was going to say, I think someone might have gotten a group chat message or text about it from like one of the student workers at Park Place. I think it was Parker. I don't want to like throw her under the bus, but like you might want to ask her if she has any like anything in writing. And then for pro staff, I think maybe we could talk to like Asia or Sandy or legal, our own legal service department. And because we have a lawyer that we hire out, we could see if what they would recommend.
Yeah. Again, I think we also had that conversation of wanting to talk to our lawyer, but then something about them not being accessible. But I would absolutely love to have a conversation. And I think that's our next step, is to maybe involve Asia and Sandy and, you know, get what they want to do. And then I can also talk to Director Lim and Chief of Staff Samuelson and talk about what they've experienced. I know that a couple of senators who live in Park Place have also experienced it as well. So I guess we can just talk and get any information that way. We can talk and get any information that way. That's what I had. I just want to be aggressive but intelligent in the same manner. I don't want to get anyone kicked off their property. So let me know if we do anything that we shouldn't do, but I doubt that we would. But, I think that our next steps can just be like having that conversation with students. If you guys want to go ahead and do that, legally, is there anything else that anyone wants to advise as their next step as to getting their attention, I guess. Go ahead, Senator. No.
Kind of just a question. Did we ever end up reaching back out to Troy Miller to kind of follow up on like, kind of his contacts within the community?
That was actually something I was going to follow up with right after this, because it popped into my head. I remember he was very, very helpful and kind of like wanting to get into contact. I will reach out to him and let him know if there's anything else that he has kind of accumulated throughout the time. So we don't have to figure it out all in this one meeting. We meet bi-weekly, so we won't meet next Monday. We'll meet the other one. So we have lots of time to just kind of accumulate information. I have no problem kind of going around and like asking, like, has there anything been in writing, and maybe having a meeting with Asia and Sandy and talking about what our next steps could be. If anyone has anything else on their own agenda on how they want to attack this, go for it. I think that's our next step, is just to sort of investigate that part, because that doesn't sit right with me. If anyone else had anything else, go ahead and raise your hand or say something in chat. But that is all that I had today. If anyone else had anything, that's, you know, totally raise your hand or whatever. We'll go ahead into public comment. Is there any extra public comment at this time? Awesome. Seeing none. All right, guys, I adjourned this meeting at 11:26 a.m. Thank you so much for coming, everyone.